Bloody Baker's Dozen by G.O. Clark. One is for sweet Sarah Ann, alone now in her grave, put there by her boyfriend Ned, quite the expert with a stave. Two is for the Remington babies, missing 50 years, their mother growing senile, running low on crocodile tears. Three is for a lover's triangle, sadly gone awry, that honey blonde upon the witness stand, swearing not to lie. Four is for the half-brothers, bickering over the will, each one blaming the other for slipping poor old dad the pill. Five is for these ornate caskets, resting all in a row, a week after that shootout down at Luigi's. Five mobsters, cold to go. Six is for his revolver, tossed into the center of a lake. All six chambers empty, the widow Robinson a-sipping margaritas at his wake. Seven is for those classic deadly sins, and a movie based thereon, a copycat killer impatient in the wings, cooped up for far too long. Eight is for the weekend hunters, stranded in their mountain retreat. Blizzard outside, worst in a century, each one desperate for fresh meat. Nine is for the Sisters of Mercy, young nurses all dressed in white, stalked by a knife-wielding maniac, his longings dark as night. Ten is for Agatha's Indians, cleverly dispatched one at a time, one little, two little Indians, to any fan of her mysteries, a very familiar rhyme. 11 is for that famous hour, when reprieves can save the day, except for Joe the Axe McDougal's, taillight savings somehow forgotten along the way. 12 is for the dozen jurors, deliberating behind closed doors, the repeat offender before them, a video presence in one too many convenience stores. 13 is for this baker's dozen, debauchery and murder quite low, these crimes of passion, psychopathy, and premeditation, all equal on murderer's row. 14